The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Hey, you bet it's time to open. You are waking to, you're here, and we are waking up to Waking Up in America and what's going on in America today. And that's part of what we'll be talking about. And we have David R., who is a descendant of King David, and he's here to talk to us about the new year and the possibilities. And this is follow-up on last week's show where we were doing Sustainable Church, and I hear we've had some problems with the recording of that, so I may recreate that. Again, you Albuquerque listeners are really lucky because you get to listen to us live, and then we bicycle this show to different stations around the country, and in foreign countries pick it up as well. We're actually celebrating 10 years of recording on this station in 2017. Actually marks our 30th year in social concern radio. So you're listening to Waking Up in America, where dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Bragg.com, and that's Bragg.com, happily 200. Check it out. It's in the midst of being put into WordPress now and getting pretty snappy. The Koning Company, DrVal.com, and 42action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. And I will keep thanking him for that because I love what Bob Sercosta has done in the world. If you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the world to actually cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into the world and get that which is yours, and always include a prayer for the celebration of the Republic for the United States of America. I also invite you to meditate, because when we pray, we're reaching out into the universe to claim that which is ours, and when we meditate, we are actually contacting our soul to find out what actually message and our message is to be in our future and what it is that we're doing here. So when you meditate, you actually get in touch with what your soul, who's really running the show, is in touch with. And that's part of who we need to include in our conversations, because the hamster cages and that we've been running around Randy was telling me just before the show about the hurricane that was headed in their direction and how the food shelves were empty and the gas pumps were empty and things of that nature. And I think it's weather wars is what I think it is, and I think it's the cabal's last crack at really trying to keep in charge of everything. And I'm here with Jesus, and I'm here with Randy to say I don't think so. So, Randy, any comments here?
Yeah, well, I don't think so either.
You don't get to have it, guys.
Right. I mean, first of all, there is kind of some funny memes because, you know, they had everybody on high alert, high anxiety down here in Miami. And actually, if you read the NOAA reports, which I like to read, which is the real dry one. It doesn't have the hype that you see on the Weather Channel. And so you don't have the interjection of the news anchors. It just tells you the wind gusts, you know, were clocked at 30 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. I never saw anything huge. I never saw it actually coming into Miami. So they had us at tropical storm warning. Look, I know it became something as it went up north and did hit land, but here in Miami, our store shelves were empty. We went to the gas station a couple nights before the hurricane was to come in, or one night before. We got our gas. We were fine. Next day, forget it. Everyone sold out. It was like panic. We went to the grocery store. There was nothing there. The streets were full. Home Depot was full. It was chaotic getting through the streets. And, of course, the Keys were evacuating. So it made a huge difference of how many people were actually on our roads. I'm right off of US 1, which is the one that goes all the way down to Key West. So, and then it was a nothing. And there's some funny memes going around on the internet where it says Hurricane Matthew, we will never forget. And it shows like a table, a plastic table with four chairs, and only one of the chairs is knocked over. And it'll say, we will rebuild. It's picking up the chair, or a twig snapped, or a palm frond that fell off of one of the palm trees next to the pool. There's some funny things. There's some really witty people out in the world. And again, this is only for Miami, okay, that I'm talking, because I know that it got worse as it did go north. But we didn't lose power. I went to sleep at 6:45 p.m. approximately the night of the hurricane, because it was such dreamy, wonderful light rain, no wind, nothing. And I didn't wake up until close to 4 a.m. I mean, I needed sleep. I was tired. And probably some of that is the anxiety that they ramp up in you. And I only one time turned the TV on in that whole thing. Most people were glued to it. And I think that's what they want it to be like. I put my TV on once for 5 to 7 minutes and shut it back off. I don't even know why I own a TV, really. Because it was just hype, and it was scary, and it was anxiety, and I don't want to go there because I don't think I need to.
Well, you can watch The Blacklist on television. I love watching The Blacklist because it's the cold-blooded ruthlessness of the cabal. And Black Mist is Spader stars in, and it's a brilliant series and it's very much what I think happens in the United States in the dark circle, so to speak. Now, we're a nation structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work. So I don't need to have 100,000 Muslims telling me that they're going to put Sharia law into Texas and things of that nature, because that's not what made this country work. Sharia law did not make this country work. What made this country work was a coming together of people, was a respect for the Constitution, and as Ben Franklin said, we give you a republic if you can keep it, you know? And it's up to us to keep the republic, because the republic actually has Christian law built into it. And I'm dubious, Randy, about General Dunsford. He's supposed to be head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the new president of the republic and all of that. It's part of Hillary doesn't look dead to me, but there's reports all over the place that she's dead. There's reports that Dunford is controlling the United States as head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. All of this stuff is being reported, but when I met David, I was actually, I'm a member of the Republic for the United States of America, which means that I honor states' rights, and then the government is here to serve the states, not vice versa. When you change it to of, you get that the government gets to control the people. When you make it for, you get that the people get to say what they want and create it with guidance, because everybody is not well informed on what is happening. But I sure am getting well informed on how people can be terrified and manipulated, and I am. Many of the most recent catastrophes in the world, in my opinion, have been generated, including Fukushima. And if you take a look at the HAARP machines, this could very well be part of the weather wars, which is to terrify you. Don't be there. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we really don't have any way of knowing. Something interesting about this particular hurricane, did you guys see the news? They're picking up infrared in the middle of the hurricane, in the eye. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that, but there actually is a way to tell, Randy. natural hurricanes actually spin in a particular direction, and the ones that are HARP-generated actually spin in the opposite direction. When they create earthquakes, they always start 6 miles down. There is a whole pattern to the weather wars. Now, whether this is actually one of the weather wars or not, I don't know, but I decided yesterday, since the Jewish New Year's had started on Monday, which is October 3rd, so we're in the year 2017 in the Hebrew calendar, that there was one person I was going to call. I did. And it's my friend David Arras, descendant of King David. And I'm privileged to have David R. on the radio show with us today, because I have this belief that it's entirely possible that the cabal is matching up things to the end of times to scare the crap out of people, so that they can manipulate us, okay? Just like South Florida was manipulated, and God bless whoever is alive in Haiti still, and for those who passed, what gets done to Haiti is inexcusable, in my opinion, if this is a weather war generation thing. So with that, I introduce you. David, welcome to Waking Up in America for the third time. Because they're always relevant. So you heard what Randy and I are chit-chatting on. Where would you like to go with this?
Well, it's just a little past sunrise out here. I'm in Northern California, and I'm watching these beautiful chemtrails streak across the eastern sky. What they do out here is they do it over towards the San Francisco area, and those float towards us, and of course they start here, and that floats again eastward towards Nevada and all. So you're right. They are desperate, because this is their last year. I'm just trying to figure out where to start this.
While you're thinking that, just real quick, the infrared that I was telling you about, Val, and you'll think this is interesting too, is a flock of birds that are stuck in the eye.
Oh, my God. I wonder what they have to say about it.
I don't know.
Is this really a meaning of a bird's eye view?
Anyway, it's an interesting story. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I'll just jump right in. When King David had a son by Bathsheba, everybody knows the story.
No, everybody does not necessarily.
Well, King David saw this beautiful woman on the terrace after she was giving herself a bath, and of course, he desired her, and she was married. So it didn't stop those two from getting together. And then to cover it up, he had her husband killed because he was a warrior and he was in a war. So it was an adulterous affair, and then it was murder on top of it.
And a lot of baggage.
Out of that came the son. I've never heard anybody talk about this. It's like he was born, then he died. Well, he died on the seventh day. That's very important. And the reason why is because there needed to be a pure, perfect soul available when the eighth day came. Now, his body went into the grave, but his soul went to heaven. Never was contaminated. In the Hebrew tradition, you're not listed in the record of Israel unless you have been circumcised and named. So he was not circumcised, obviously, and not named. He was deserving his eighth day. And I'm trying to get into, is there a king left on earth that's of the line of David? Now, we can all speak about Jesus and the prophecies about concerning Mary had a son by God, and this was from the line of David. Yes, that's true. But it was not from by flesh, you know what I'm saying. So there is a, he's this, Jesus is a heavenly king from the line of David through Mary. But there is to be an earthly king in conjunction with the heavenly king. The two would work as one. Now, with, I'm going to try to be very, very simply flow through this. Before we were on the air, we were talking about certain things, and I said, well, Val, you mentioned something quite interesting.
Yes.
And there is nothing is on earth unless it's first established in heaven. And every man has in his body a witness to something. Throughout the Bible, there are stories, true stories, about a father and two sons, a father and two sons, a father and two sons. Adam, Cain, and Abel, we have Isaac, and we have Abraham with Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac with Jacob and Esau. Go down, and Jesus even talks about the prodigal son and the son who stayed at home. Well, in a man's body, a man has, in the old English term, two stones and a privy. So there, something
guess
is
what
about
the two stones are. What's the privy? Is that the big thing?
Yes, that's the major event.
Okay, very
the
good.
The two stones are the supportive event.
Yeah,
and
okay,
so,
very good. So this is how we're doing it here on the radio, okay?
Yeah. And it in other words, there has to be that existing in heaven. My personal angel, I know his name, is the angel of the unleavened word. He reveals to me scriptures that have been manipulated by man. And it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, because the law given to Adam was he wasn't to eat of the tree. By the time we get to the third chapter, that was in the second chapter, the third chapter, Eve says, we're not to eat and touch it. Well, there is no law against touching it. You just couldn't eat it. So that was added. Whenever you have an added word to the Word of God, you have what is called a leavened word, a corrupted word. This is where the serpent finds a way in. So I'm going to go back just a bit. If in John chapter 1, I have to use some scripture, because it doesn't make any sense. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And my angel said to me, stop there, and you'll see there are two places, two entities, two people. It's one word, but with two people. One was with God, and one was God. The one that was the Word God, was the Word incarnate, was Adam. And the one who was with God is Jesus. And what is known as the one in the flesh is called the woolen, wearing the wool or the flesh, and the one who is in spirit is called the linen, wearing pure white. Now that's how he appeared in the Mount of Transfiguration, pure white. When Jesus appeared to me in 99 and held me and we stood in the center of the universe together, I noticed I could hardly look on his face because it was so glowing, but he was wearing a shepherd's garment. He was a combination mm-hmm. of the flesh and the spirit. He was a combination of the woolen and the linen. These are very important things. So in the beginning, there was two sons. The two sons were one word, but they were two sons and one father. And it doesn't negate the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but we have to just concentrate on how come on earth men are created with, you know, they're two stones and a privy, and what is this on earth about the Father and two sons all the time? It's because they existed in the pre-existing of earth. So one was sent into the world, into earth, and he was, as John 3:17 says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So what we have is this Adam was to encounter the alien serpent and prevent the alien serpent from finding a place on Earth, so that which was already existing would not be contaminated by him. But he fell. Thus we have a similar thing in the prodigal son. Then we have the first begotten son, which is him. It says, Adam, the son of God. And then we have the only begotten son. It's very interesting, which everybody says Jesus, which is right. The very interesting about the word only, it means the remaining son. So we have the remaining son, who then has to give his life to save the first son that didn't make it. It's a
so
ransom.
That's of David?
Well, that would be Adam, and here's the connection. Adam was the first king on earth, but in the fall, his soul was contaminated. His soul had mortality in it. Oh, I was going to mention about, you know, how you start out the brain. Just kind of put this in your mind. The reason why we ask for things is because the Lord wants them on earth. He puts those thoughts in our brain to ask for them, to get them permission by a man or woman to be on earth. We rarely ask for things just childishly. He puts those thoughts in our minds to ask for them so they're on earth. So what happened is that the remaining son had to buy back the one that fell, because the one that fell has to finish his job of removing the serpent from the world, i.e. the cabal. The cabal people are serpentine people. Now, some are willingly, by their soul and their mind, agreeing with the cabal, and some are actually reptilians and in human form. Jesus speaks, you're of your father, the devil. And the point of the soul of David is he needed a new soul, a fresh soul, so that once the man Adam was restored, he also had to have a soul that was immortal. It had no mortality in it. That's the soul of David, or David's son, if I'm making any sense. The soul of David's son is added to the redeemed or bought back Adam, so he can finish his job on earth.
Where does King David and Bathsheba fit inside of this timeline that you've been...
Inside of this timeline, well, once the mortal soul came in along with the fall of Adam, so he was an immortal all the way through, but mortality came into his body, because we do die. Well, that's going to have a change. And also because the thought processes of the soul became contaminated with the serpent. Jesus exampled a mind that did not have the serpent's thought processes in it. If, you know, that makes sense. It should. That's why he was so opposed by all the religious and the political leaders, because he was a threat to the serpent who had invaded the mind of Adam, which then went through all the souls of man. And so there needed to be a soul that was pure, that did not have the mind or the thought process of the serpent.
Oh, this
so
is a this, place, David, this, to take our break, okay?
Okay.
Need to
we'll
say
come back to this.
Make it possible. We'll be back with you. I'm on air with David R., descendant of King David, also the ever-popular Randy Shannon. You're listening to Waking Up in America with Dr. Val Kirkgaard and Randy Shannon. And we'd actually appreciate it if you would let people know that you're listening and invite them to be over. I found out recently that Lenny Alani actually had been listening for 10 years. Let us know that you've been listening. Let us know what you think about it. I find out from Michael, our our announcer, that people were upset because I didn't know about calling the balloon festival a fiesta. And it seems that Albuquerqueans really like to have a balloon fiesta, which is actually ending today, I believe. So lot of really cool stuff is happening in the world, and we're putting out information for you. We also want to let you know that you can always tweet Randy at Randy Shannon. And you can follow me on Twitter at Val Kirkgaard 1, and that's with two A's, 1. And we also invite you to hop on over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. We also want to let you know that Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink is the drink of Waking Up in America. Now, you think that might be a bit puckery if you have a drink with apple cider vinegar in it. It's wonderful, refreshing, tasty thing, so give it a try, Paul and Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink. We also, you can always email me at val@wakingupinamerica.com and ask for her Walking on Water card, because Jesus actually has been, there's a picture of Jesus Christ that's been passed down through the Bragg family for seven generations, and they absolutely love, they love this picture. And I actually have my picture taken with Patricia on it, and that will actually be showing up on the Happily 200 site. So we have a lot of powerful partners in the world, even though you and I get together with Randy and our guests on Saturday morning. Our shows are played all over the world at this point. I know that we have one in the Ukraine. We have one person in the Ukraine that's listening. How they found us, I'm not sure. But it's pretty wonderful because, as we mentioned before, we're actually going into our 30th year in radio, and I was actually thinking January 1st, but 30th year in radio could be considered October 3rd if we're in alignment with Christianity here. So I like to think that we are. The true Christianity, not the hyped up version. Like one of the things we were discussing before the show is how the church has been corrupted by the Illuminati, the cabal, whatever you want to call it. I had also recommended that people watch The Blacklist if you want to really see the cabal in action and the ruthlessness of it all. So it's a ruthless thing that's going on, and the ruthless fighters are fighting to the end. And so if you take your Prodandin, which will have you have happy dreams, Randy has them all the time, you'll be not only purifying your blood, you'll be fighting inflammation. And then you can team that up with Kayani, which is a product that means strong medicine, and they have a group of things that when you take these different additions to your system, you get more energy, you get more vitality. If you go to Lumosity, you can actually train your brain. They don't pay me to say that. I just say that.
Yeah, we should get them as a sponsor on the show.
You know, we totally should. If you had a telephone number for the little puppies, I would do it. they're not easy to communicate with. Sinus problems, you come on over to the Coating Company. You'll see a lot of trash on the Internet about it because the medical profession does not like ear coating. It actually cleans your eustachian tube and clears your lymphatic ash out of your eustachian tube, which runs from below your ear to your collarbone. So if you've got a lot of news on it, something's bad, and you have any questions about it, you can call me at 310-455-8623, and I'll fill you in on it. It's a process that I started in 1992, and I was delighted to do that, and I felt that this should be in every supermarket, you know, that ear coating should be in the available to everyone, and also available to be offered to your children, to your pets. It's a remarkable process because it doesn't make a lot of money and it doesn't require drugs. It's got a lot of bad PR and it doesn't deserve it. It's a 5,000-year-old process, Randy, and I'm going to hope that ear coning actually survives the current medical model that's manipulating people. More people die in hospitals than I don't even want to go. That's another topic. But it's hard to get me into a hospital unless I need, you know, like a broken bone fixed or something like that, because I really feel that people get sick there a lot.
And there's a lot going around.
Yeah, there's a lot going around. And Randy Shannon's, you changed the thrust of 42action.org. Where did you change that to?
Yeah, we're more into, instead of talking about individual cases and things like that, like we had done, and we were really geared towards foreclosure for a long time, a couple of years. Now we're just all about remedy and how to make the world a better place and how you can do your part in making the world a better place. And so we just throw out really great things, you know, things that battle and combat the dirty electricity, that combat ailments. And, you know, of course, you know, just pulling people into protected areas like contracts, contract trusts, and things that don't have to be opened up to the world. But it's just, you know, back to the old days where it's just you and who you are doing business with. It's really cool. We're having a lot of fun with it.
Now, Happily 200 is my project of a quality of life and paradigm-altering game that I'm developing at Landmark. And we've got the website is in the process of being put into WordPress as we speak. So right now, if you go over there, you'll see a different site. Now, not all the links are hot yet, and not all the data is there yet. We just started moving it yesterday. But you'll see that the possibility of living to be 200 is it's a game changer. And when you get that that is possible, I've actually found a Chinese man that lived to be 252 years old. It's not about how you should necessarily live a long life. It's that you actually could live a long life, and you want to. You have you're phased out of your life right now. You die at a certain age, you do this, that, and the other thing, and what you're caught in is the paradigm of aging. And a lot of that is backed up through all the drugs that you see on television and what you're told by your doctor and how really good health cures aren't talked about. They'd rather sell Jublia for $400 a bottle for foot fungus when you can actually get rid of it within 30 days by soaking your feet in vinegar every day, which costs you about $2.98 a gallon. So there's just a lot of hoodwinking going on, and we're happy to be unwinking the hood right here. And we're on air with David, who is a direct descendant of King David, and I think King David would be very happy to know about El Pinto Salsa at Ralph's. I hope you don't consider this sacrilegious, but I could see Bathsheba and David having salsa on the court. It's a whole amazing story when you take a look at what we value in America today. I'm not even sure what we value in America today because it's so corrupted. But when we take a look at the Bible, my question for the Bible is, David, do you think that the cabal is creating a lot of the circumstances of the Bible to actually scare the crap out of people?
Oh, yes, because it was evident, look at the story of Moses when he was asking for his people to go. The magicians were able to replicate a lot of the things that Moses was doing as miracles. So definitely so, they can manipulate the world. And because the serpent was given control of the world for 6,000 years.
And is the 6,000 years up? Tell me, is it?
It is. It is. It's been up for about a year already.
So then what are the buggers still doing around?
Well, because they're given 1 year to repent. That year has been up.
I haven't noticed too much of that. Hillary Clinton just blows my mind with what she says.
I know.
It's so obvious. Randy and I interviewed Robert Morrow from Clinton's War on Women, and the list of crimes of these people is so significant, and now it looks like WikiLeaks has leaked something in which he was actually working to bring Turkey down. You know, it's like...
Yeah. Well, this is why the world needs a king. Now, please understand when I say this. It's a humble king. It's a patient king. It's a king who does not seek his exaltation. He is a servant king. He doesn't have men and women, mankind, die in order to exalt him, you know, through wars and all that. He gets to be, or she gets to be, the queen or the king. It's a king who submits himself and is a servant to the people and exalts the people up, raises the people up, leads the people. I always thought the good shepherd, you know, the good shepherd, you know, leads the sheep, but actually he's also a shepherd of goodness. He shepherds goodness to the sheep, you see. And it's a total contrary when I say about this the king that now is on earth, which I haven't really spoke, but he is. When I speak of that, I do not speak of what most people think of some monarch, a tyrannical monarch, beating the people over the head and getting their money and make them, you know, die and bleed and the whole thing, which we've seen happen with all the kings of the world from the beginning of the fall, 6,000 years ago. They all oppress and abuse the people. And here's where I want to just kind of wrap it real fast because I'm looking at the clock. You just have to follow with me, as you know, listen fast because I'm going to talk fast.
Okay. We can do that.
Love it.
You're good. Listen fast. Okay. Listen. So we got the one remaining son comes and buys back the son that fell, gives him his position back. That son, his soul, that one needs a new soul, a soul that has never meant mortality. This never has been influenced by the serpent and never has thought the serpent thought. That son died at day 7. In 2013, I was thinking about this, and like I said, most times the Lord puts a thought in you to ask something in order for it to be done on earth. Well, he put a thought in me that I said, well, I need to offer him a place to live because he has no body to resurrect in. Because he was not counted as a physical member of Israel. His body just was put in the ground, and that was it. But his soul lives on. His soul needed a body. And I said, I will offer my body for you. And I will die to my soul in order for his soul to live in my body. Well, who would ever thought that? So that's, you know, these things that I'm bringing up, I cannot possibly bring up out of my own mind. That was a thought from the Lord himself. So in 2013, that's what I willingly did that. And I didn't really know any more timeline about it until just recently when I realized that this is the soul that will come into my body and be my soul forever. So, of course, I'm related by bloodline to David, but also his soul has found a refuge in my body. King David's concern for his whole life was, will this son of mine live? He can't live on earth unless he has a body. Because you cannot live on earth unless you have blood. You can't be physical. If you don't have blood, everything on earth has some sort of a blood system. If you don't have a blood system, you're never going to be on earth. And people who die, they go on to heaven. I mean, they just go to the next realm. And so when it came time for this to happen, then I realized this is when he gets his eighth day, is when his soul is birthed in me and becomes my soul, the soul of also the one who failed. You see, these two combine into one. This, in 1992, Jesus called me, you're my righteous Adam again. Remember we're standing under the olive tree? And he said, if the property next door could come and move and stand on your feet, it would, because that land remembers you from the beginning before the fall. Now, So I accepted that. That was in 92. We all stood under that same tree. And then the soul...
Are you talking about the olive tree?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where most of these things happen. Under the olive tree. And so you
David
just have to follow
olive
with
property.
Huh?
I was just letting our listeners know that you have an olive tree on your property and that we are actually members of the original the re-inhabitation of the Bill of Rights and Constitution was actually done for the United States for America, and you may want to check that website out. But that's where I met David, and when I met him, and I was, by the way, this man is an incredible singer as well, and he plays the piano like nobody's business. And so when I met him, I said to him, why do I feel like I'm talking to Jesus Christ? And he said, because you are. And it was just like that. And then I said, okay, Jesus, it would be real turned on for me to have your cell phone number. So I do have his cell phone number, and I want you to know that there's joy in my heart as I tell you this, because as you recognize the king, so the king shall recognize you.
Yes. So here houses King thing. What are we going to do about this system that's been in place, which has come to its end? The king comes. Now, here how this works. I'll be brief. It's in Revelation chapter 19. When we see Jesus come down, well, he's not really on a horse, but he comes, and his face is seen, but he's wearing a vesture, a cloak. He's wearing a cloak as he comes. The cloak, it's called the woolen one. The cloak is the physical body. It's his. He's wearing his brother. His brother has the blood. The one he rescued and brought back to his original status as without sin and pure innocent of soul, because David's son's soul enters that body, and that body has been cleansed by him, Jesus. That causes him to be restored completely to his previous state before the fall. He becomes Adam, yes, and also the son of David by the soul. And these merge into one. And then Jesus puts on, it's called the vesture. It's in Revelation 19:13. He was holding, or he's wearing this vesture that's wrapped around him. He has become one with his brother. And thus, the power of his brother is also coming from Jesus. And the interesting thing is the vesture is called, it's a he. It's called a he. It's not called a cloak. It's called the Word of God. You go back all the way to the John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that man is called the Word of God incarnate to earth. Why? Well, he's once again here, because at the end of 6,000 years, the serpent tries to reignite his reign on earth. And he has to encounter that Adam again. But that Adam is not alone. That Adam has his brother living inside. And he the only part of the brother you see, who is Jesus, is his face. Because that's the only part that's not covered. From the neck down, it's the shepherd's garment. It was called the woolen garment. And that no longer has any fall in it, any corruption in it. And his soul, being of David, no longer has mortality in it. His soul thinks the thoughts of God, and thus free from the thoughts of the serpent. Now this is the danger to the cabal, to have a man on earth who's free of the thoughts of the serpent controlling him. Because that's how they control people. The serpent in the people's mind, not because they're satanic people, it's just because it's in their mind. This is why we have, oh, we can only do it this way. We have to follow the medical procedures. We have to, you know, whatever it is. Because the serpent has so been ingrained into their thoughts, they can't think outside the box. And so the whole world has been under the domination of the serpent. And this is how the cabal has been manipulating the people, because they speak for the serpent. And then the mind of the people, infused with those thoughts, say, oh yeah, that's right. No, it's totally wrong, because it's not, it's a leaven, it's a corrupted thinking way which corrupts the earth. The earth without mankind would just be, you know, the nature. It is mankind which turns nature into a corrupted thing. This is where they synthesize things. This is what all the chemtrails about. This is where all that is, to manipulate and control the masses so they can rule, and then they rule on behalf of Satan. That cannot go on, and it won't go on, because now the two sons are one, and they're one with their father. And the two sons combined with one are called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One is on earth, and one is in heaven, because the neck part, which is the head part where the heaven is not shrouded. Huh. You know, when Jesus died, there was a woolen cloth, a face cloth over the sudor. Sudor means to be sweat. It was over the face. They used to do that, you know, and when people died, they would actually use it to hold the chin up. But there would be a face cloth over it. That was separate. So when he rose from the dead, the face cloth was separate, meaning that he will not be wearing anything over his face. You will, to those who he chooses to reveal himself, he will be revealed. And to those he chooses not, he will not see them. But in the two sons being one. And the unity of the two sons is the completion of the Word of God on earth and in heaven complete. And therefore, the serpent has no place on earth. And this is when we talk about, he'll go into the pit. Yes, he will. And all those who follow him will eventually go into, well, it's a lake of fire, but please understand when I say lake of fire, it doesn't mean torture and burning, because God doesn't torture. It means the place where they will be refreshed. It may take a very long time, but they will be forced in the dirt. Not forced by pressure, but because the only place in the lake of fire, it's the fiery law of God. God is not going to lose one thing or one person. He is going to restore them to the original state. But the earth for 1,000 years will rejoice, because they will not have the power of a serpent to engage, to have their spiritual powers. That's going to be taken away. For them to continue now like what they're doing will require their physical energy, and when you try to make something happen and there's no spiritual force behind you, it's very laborious. And you will end up dying. What will happen to them? They'll end up dying trying to continue the cabal. Amen. And that's
all right.
You know, they have a choice.
David, something funny just happened. Sent me a cartoon, and it's meant for a different purpose, but I love the cartoon and I get why they sent it. What they sent was it's a comic strip book, and it's a picture of Satan jumping in the window and this woman reading in bed. Okay, and she goes, "Hoorah! It's me, Satan!" And she looks at him and she goes, "So." So that's what I'm predicting for this year,
yep,
that they're going to put
yep
out their blatantly stupid things, trying
mm-hmm
to scare us, and we're going to say so, because...
No, because we are going to have a new mind. We will have a mind. This is what the promise of God is, that he will put us in us his way of thinking. So we will all have a new mind. Those who want to continue with the cabal will still try to force the mind of Satan on earth. But the people who want what you want will have the ease of thinking godly ways and restorative ways for earth. We will all be part of the restoring of earth after it's been under its the tyranny of Satan for 6,000 years. Before it gets too late, I want people, I hope people have a Bible, because please understand, I'm not preaching religion. There's no church here. It's the church you're talking about, Val, a whole universal church. It's the elect ones that have the mind of God and thinking, seeing complex problems that were caused by the serpent, being able to figure out what to do. What are we going to do with all this nuclear waste? We will have the ability to say, well, we can combine certain molecules together, and that will neutralize it. We don't know that yet, but God does. He can neutralize all this, so we want them to be, the earth won't be perplexed and suffering under potential nuclear fallout of something. Now, Psalm 72, with this, I'm probably going to end, but it's about the king, and it's about David prophesying about his son, the king. And David knew that his son was still alive, but only in a soul state, and that one day he would be given his eighth day, and he would be recorded in the house of Israel. He would be a man. He would be what we call a child, but yet a man right away, because he's inside a man. He's part of that man. He's that man's soul. So Psalm 72, I want to get to where he will be found. Now, this is interesting. Everybody thinks, well, it's Jerusalem, Jerusalem. No, because Jerusalem is a divided, triune divided city, Judaism, Islam, and Christianism, exactly what you've been talking about. It's a Christianism. It's not Christianity, because it's ruled and run by religious leaders, you know, patriarchs, that are just, they want to hold on to the religion because the religious part of Christianism is controlled by Satan, and they can manipulate people by false guilt, and they don't liberate people. They keep people tied to their system, and that's wrong. But he will. Where will this king be found? We talk about America. Well, look at verse 8, Psalm 72, verse 8. And he shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the end of the earth. He's going to be found in America. His first place will be in America. Because Ephraim, which is England, and is cut off. England has a descendant of King David as well. It's the queen. It's the whole royal family. They're also part of David's line, and they know it. But that is not where he's going to be found. He's going to be, the king is going to be found in the land that has the two seas, sea to shining sea, with the river running out that goes to the world. This is also found in Zechariah.
How does this relate to the 144 Christ?
The 144 are the first resurrected. They're the ones that have the first immortality. We're going to return to immortality. So it won't. It will be as long. There's immortals still coming. There's a first resurrection of those who are ready for this. There's a second resurrection. Who the second resurrection people will be living with us through this time for 1,000 years, and they will learn this way. A lot of people know things aren't right, and they're ready for a change. A lot of people don't know, they don't even know it's not right. And so they will have to be taught during this 1,000 years, because the frequency of life will be on earth and no longer the frequency of death. They will be able to live in that frequency of light, live in the light, and they will also be able to choose how long they want to live. It's going to be a very interesting time. The immortals will always have life.
Hey, yeah. David,
but those who are not immortals, are you almost done?
Let's
just one more thing.
Mike, I want to find out from Mike how much time we have left.
Sure.
Are you there, Mike? Another minute. Okay, you got another minute.
I got Zechariah chapter 9. It says, this king is lowly, is just and having salvation, lowly riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, a foal, a second coming of the lowly king. And I will cut off, this is verse 10, chapter 9 of Zechariah, verse 10, I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, that's England, and the horse from Jerusalem. That means the royal family from Judah, which lived in England, he's cutting them off because they're not going to be the ones to rule, because even though they're the line of David, they are not anointed to rule in this next realm. It's this other line that will come. And also he's going to cut off the sons of Greece. He's going to cut off democracy because it will be a kingdom with a king who is lowly and righteous, giving to the people.
You got to have this be your last sentence, David.
Okay. Giving to the people what they desired, a true king of which they will live in freedom. That's what...
Yes. This program has been brought to you by Kirkard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Sherry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Group III, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernarder, producer Ryan Treasure and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Patali, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes, to John Young of Totally Gospel. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Richard Morrison. Merci beaucoup to Ben Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself and someone else, and Happy New Year. Happy last year of the cabal. Happy you know, getting the wool out of our eyes and seeing what's going on here and take the time to welcome the King. The King is coming.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.